Okay, so the topic today is we're going to try and go through today's focus. Part one of the issue of Geirus is the role that Kabbalah's mitzvahs plays in the Geirus process, which of course this has become a very, very significant topic in Eretz Yisrael. 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 20 years ago, now. So it seems like it doesn't go away. This issue doesn't seem to go away. And again, our goal over here is not to make a final decision on halakha, especially since we're not dealing with this issue of halakha. Most of you, I don't think, are sitting in the bezin for geirus, as far as I guess. Maybe you are, I don't know. But at least understand some of the issues which are out there. I think it's worthwhile to see the sugyas a little bit. Okay, so if you recall the sign, the sign quote of the Gemara increases. We weren't sure exactly what to put there for the picture. Usually we put a picture on the cover. What cover do you put for a Geirus, a picture of a menorah and a tree? We weren't sure what to do. So we just left it with a quote from the Gemara increases. So the Gemara increases says that there were three things which Klal Yisrael, when they entered into the bris with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they needed three things. So the same way you, Klal Yisrael, entered into the bris with the Kadosh Baruch Hu with three things, mila, tefillah, and ratzos dam, which means they did the bris milah, they went to the mikvah, and they brought a korban. So a ger nowadays also has to go later generations. When a person wants to become a ger and join in the bris with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he needs three things. So it says, kochem kegeri yelochem. So we compare the two together. And the more it goes through how each one of them exists. That at the time of the Kabbalah Satara, there was Milo, the more brings a Pasuk. The more says, how do you know there was Hatzos Domin, the more brings a different Pasuk, that they brought Karbonis. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Arsina, they brought Karbonis. How do you know there was Tevila? The more says, we have a rule that you can't put Dam on, be Bizarre Dam onto the people unless they had Tevila. The more says, so nowadays the Gerim, there's no Korban, there's no Beis Hamikdash. No basic mikdash, so how is this going to work? So, the more says, how is that going to work? The more says, a pasuk, it says, that there was that even in the future generations, it's going to happen. It's going to work when there's no basic mikdash. So, the more very clearly says there are three things in the process, and the three things are mila, tefillah, and ratzos domim. It does not mention kabbalah's mitzvahs. There's no mention over here of the Gemara of the person accepting any mitzvahs upon himself. It says he does these three things, and now he's a Jew, right? It's great. It's a great process. So that's a very significant Gemara, that there's only three things, and that's it. Okay. Turn to page 2. Now the discussion of the Gemara here really is talking about what a person is called a chaver. A chaver is a person, as opposed to an amor, he's trusted in regards to the issues of meiser. And a chaver is, here it's me. And a chaver is a person who's trusted in regards to tumen tahara. So, turn around on it, and then bracket it off about towards the top of the page. Abor the kabel divre chaveris. Person comes to become a they go to Bezdin. The mission says they have to go to Bezdin. We go to Bezdin, and in Bezdin he would commit to keep all of the rules of Chaveris, and then he gets the loch of a chover. He no longer has a loch of demai. An amor, you buy grain from an amor, it's called demai. It's not called demai anymore. He's a chover. He said, I'm doing all the things, but one thing I'm not going to do. I'm sorry, you're not a chover. We're not makabel that. He's not a chover. The Brisa continues and says, and the non-Jew wants to become accept the Torah except for one thing. And the Kabbalah says, we don't accept it. Even if it's a Rabbanan, we don't accept it. So, and then the Brisa continues, etc. But that's what's relevant for our points. So that much is clear in the Braisa, that if he says explicitly, I'm not accepting something of the Torah, we can't accept it. It doesn't say explicitly in the Braisa that he must affirmatively say he's Makabel Torah. But that's clear that if he negatively says, I refuse something, we can't accept him as a ger. So we don't see that Kabbalah's mitzvah is required. We see that the lack of Kabbalah's mitzvah is a problem. A. B. We don't know what's the lacha b'diavad. This Gemara says you're not makabel. Let's say Bezin was makabel and for whatever reason. Is it valid or not? We don't know. Just says you're not supposed to do it. That's the Gemara seems to read. For Moshe, looking at this Gemara, he feels that the Gemara says even b'diavad it's no good. It's quoted somewhere in the later in the packet. They bring the piece of Moshe and the Igris Moshe. He says because by the din of chaver, the lacha is even b'diavad. He's not a chaver. A chaver who does not do one item of chaveris is not a chaver. No longer he has no limonis regards to meiser. Well, he committed all the lachas of meiser, but he didn't commit to. I'm sorry, you're not a chaver. So over there, it's even b'diavad. So he would assume the lach of geiris, a geir minus one thing, is also not a geir even b'diavad. That's how. But the other acharim learned the Gemara. That's not conclusive in the Gemara one way or the other. But the Gemara does mention there is some expectation. There is some issue of a lack of Kabbalah's mitzvahs if a person says explicitly, I'm not going to do something. Okay? Not clear.
What was the significance of
the Gemara in the first? Does not mention Kabbalah's mitzvahs. I'm going to page 3 for now. I'm not going to get into it because and maybe a little time we'll get back to it. But we probably won't have time. Consider the time limit over here. Okay. Page 4. There's this, the main sugya of Geiris is a Gemara. It's a sugya in Yavama. So those of you who are Daf Yerminix, you just had it about a month ago, right? So the Gemara goes through a few lot of the halachas of Geiris, how Geiris works. So the Gemara says a story like this: the member of the Beis, Amar Rabba Uv the Habibei Reb Chia Bar Rebbe, Reb Yosef Masti Reb Oshia Bar Rebbe, Reb Safra Masti Reb Yosef Reb Chia. So each one has the names of these different people. Rashi says that. They weren't exclusive, they were inclusive. So Rabbi says that there was Be'er B'chia, Bar Rebbe, and Rebbe says there was also Rashi Rebbe was also there, and Rasa says that there was also Rashi B'chia. So you have three people there. Thus the Kamei Ger Shemov Latzav of Ger, who had done the Mila and not done the Tzvila yet, and he came to them and said, I'm ready to go. Armali Shoyikan Ad L'Mokher. So they told him, wait till tomorrow, stay here, wait till tomorrow. And we will take you to the mikvah tomorrow. So the story was told to us that there are three people because that's you need three people. Number one, he needs tefillah. The meal is not enough because there is a time that says meal is enough. They said, wait till tomorrow, by daytime. The three of them were people which considered mumchim, they were experts in halacha. Morris is dealing with equal. That's not necessarily conclusive. Maybe the story was that they happened, these were the three people, but not that it's necessarily required. So we know the requirements are three, mila and tefila, and beyond. So Ger, the reason why Ger needs three people, because the pasuk says Mishpat Echad Yilochem, Kager Kares Rachi. So it says Mishpat Echad Yilochem. It's called Mishpat. Mishpat is Bez, and Bez needs three people. So that's how we know three. Okay. So pretty clear. You need three people. So the problem is the Rosh raises a question. There's a Gemara, which I didn't put into the packet. There's a Gemara earlier. The Gemara says that there was a person they were referring to him as Bar Aramah. He's the son of a non-Jewish woman. So the Gemara says, why call him a non-Jewish woman? She was a Gioris. The Gemara says, yeah, but she didn't go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, the one of Aramah says, yeah, but who cares? She went to mikvah for Nidus. She went to mikvah as a Nida. She's functioning as a Jewish woman. A regular Jewish woman goes to the mikvah for Nida. So she went to the mikvah as a Nida. So what do you mean she didn't go to the mikvah? So Rosh said, that's very nice, but there wasn't three people there. So what's the word of the answer? that don't call him the son of a non-Jewish, because she went to the mikveh as a nida, but there wasn't three people by the tevila. So the Rosh answers. So this is page number 5. So the Rosh says like this: the kasha, it underlines the gemara. You need three people. So what are you telling me? There was a maisa. The line refers to Ahuda Mikarle Bar Armisa. He's the son of a non-Jewish woman. Amar Rasi Mila Tavla Nidusa. She didn't go to mikvah for Nida. So what? What was it help? There's no mikvah. There's no bez. So underlined. V'yeshloimer. So then he built up the question. V'yeshloimer. Hold the min shloisha handle the kabbalas and mitzvahs. Avolod the tefillah. The main place where you need that bezin is required is for kabbalas and mitzvahs. The Gemara says, the base of the and which the Gemara explains is not two, it's really three. So they would stand there for at the time of the tefillah. How the chaktila, the out of tvei, avol ena ma'akev. So that's the Rosh's first teretz. The Rosh's the second teretz. Everybody knows that she's functioning like a Jewish person. The Catholic three people witnessed it. It's the second teretz. But but his first teretz is that the requirement of three is for kabbalas mitzvahs, not for tefillah. So the Rosh took kabbalas mitzvahs, which is not mentioned in the first Gemara at all, and shot it up to the top. It went from being questionable on page number 1 is not mentioned at all. Page number 2 it says if it's negative, it's a problem. We don't know that it's positive, you must have it. And now he's telling me all of a sudden page number 5, we found out, you know what? Whoa. Kabbalas mitzvahs is the most important thing I've ever seen. Tefillah without three people, no. Tefillah belayla, no. Kabbalas mitzvahs, chas v'shalom. Three people and b'yayim. So how did that happen? Where did that come in? Okay, so that's our challenge to figure out where this rush is coming from. Let's take it a step further. On page number 6, so it goes through the whole Geirus process. It's towards the bottom of the bottom of the Omen. So there's a price, a Tanur Rabbanan. Why are you doing this? Don't you know she's in a bad situation? Different verbs that describe how bad we are. The situation for the Jews is really not good. So why do you want to do this? I know. Because I am not even worthy of such a reward to be a Jew, even with all of the problems, I'm not even worthy of that. If that's his attitude, Makabalah, so we allow the process to continue. Umadina said mixes mitzvahs kalas, mitzvah chamuras. We tell him some of the mitzvahs. Some of the mitzvahs, easier mitzvahs, some of the harder mitzvahs. Medina say Obanlach Shikupeo Maizrani, we tell him about Stoka. Medina say Ainshan Shal mitzvahs, we explain to him the punishments. Till now you eat the chaylev, nothing happens to you. Chilat Shabbos, you eat on a skill, you do chil Shabbos, nothing happens to you. V'achshav, if now achal the chaylev on a shkaris, chilat Shabbos on a skill. So you know you're getting involved in some really really significant. It's a very significant decision. The same way we tell them the punishments, we tell them the reward. And also the tzaddikim. The alavah is for the tzaddikim, and the klai shel goes into that category. It can't happen here. So we can't have too good, we can't have too bad. But Rabban Allah, we don't pressure him too much to scare him that he should go away. We don't make it too hard. Kibbul, if he accepts after this warning, he says, I'm ready to go ahead. Malo, we do the Mila. And the Shabbat sits in a ma'akar, it's a mila, chayz in a ma'alan or so shnia. If he didn't do it properly, you have to do it again. Nisrapa, the mila is healed. Matilan or so miyad, we do the mila, the mikvah. Pshesh v'chomar minal gabov, the mila or so makes Mrs. Collins, makes Mrs. Chamburis. Tav of all the reoki yisrael the chol demor. So we again inform him of the mitzvahs, some of the mitzvahs, and he's a Jew. More of all. So there's always a famous question, like, when is the moment when the mikvah is effective? Is it when you go in or you come out? So the Morris says, Tavav Allah. So there's a Kasimishna. Kasimishna says that the effectiveness of the mikvah is when the person comes out of the mikvah. That's when the mikvah, the chalos of the mikvah is chal. So with Tavav Allah, he's Ki Yisrael.
So question.
If he would, theoretically, if he would expire in the water, he wasn't a Jew yet. Right? But once he sticks his head out, and then he expires, he's a Jew.
Question is, if the standard for a chaver is also basically certification as a chaver is three, it's based on a three, does that mean that the ger is also considered a chaver?
No, unless it would be mekabel chaveris at the same time as geris. It's another level. Okay, so the Morris says again, you need to tell the mitzvahs a second time. Rashi says, why is that? Page number 7, the underlined Rashi. You already told them the mitzvahs before. Why do you tell them again? The hashlag of the tefillah who nichlas the klal geiris. This is it. This is the moment. Helo b'shas tefillah's mitzvah. Tzarech l'kabel of all mitzvahs. So the moment of tefillah's mitzvah, he has to be makabel the mitzvahs. So we ask him again to be makabel right now at this moment. Okay. So the price over here tells me you tell him some of the mitzvahs. Then that's enough. So, you know, he wasn't willing to cover all of the mitzvahs, he only covered some of the mitzvahs. So that seems to be okay.
The Bryson never says Kabbalah, right?
Just Medina. Medina was said. Okay. Yes. Okay. I'm skipping page 8 for now. Let's go to page 9. So we're gonna see in the Rambam the same lack of clarity that we see in the Gemara, where the Gemara stands vis-a-vis Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The more it never comes out and says it explicitly, we're going to see the Rambam, we have the same problem. So the Rambam is very not clear where he stands. At least seemingly. We'll see an answer, but at least seemingly. So on page number 9, so this is Perek Beis, Halacha in Zion. Kolo Akum Kulam Kishis Gairu. Any nation of the non-Jews. Mikabaleim Kol HaMitzah Shevater. When they're Megayer and they're Mekabel all of the mitzvahs, Vavodim Kishishtachru or Evet Kananim, which are freed, or Ein Kishol called over. They have a full status of a Jew. So the Rambam seems to say over here, you need a Kabbalah's call of mitzvahs. Pretty clear. Okay. On page number, I'm going to do this to page number 11 first. No, let's do page 12 first. The Rambam seems to say the same thing on page number 12 in Halacha Ches. Okay? So Halacha Ches goes like this. So there's a company called a Ger Toshev. The Rambam said in Ger Toshev in Halacha Zayin, that's a non-Jew who went to Bezdin, Jewish Bezdin, and he was committed in Bezdin not to do Avodah Zorah. He didn't do Mila, he didn't do Tefillah. So the Moras Mechalik is what the definition of Ger Toshev. One number says he committed to the Zayin Mitzvahs, but in Bezdin he went to Bezdin, he was Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs. One says that he was Mekabel not to do Avodah Zorah. One says he's Mekabel Taryab Mitzvahs. There's Taryab, he's Mekabel Taryab. Only wasn't he says, but he wants to eat the veil. That's a Ger Toshev. Right? So that's okay, Shita. So the Rambam says, the definition is he's makabel the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noya. Then he says, Ve makabel Ger Toshev B'zman Shal Yovel Noy. Ger Toshev was only valid at the time when there was Yovel. B'zman Azeh Afilu Kibbal Of Kol HaTorah Kula Chutzi Diktat Echad E makabel Nisa. The guy says, I'm ready to do 612 mitzvahs. I'm sorry, we can't accept you as a gift. So that fits nicely with what we saw before in Perek Yud Beis, that he has to be makabel Kol HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says over here, the guy's running the Makabel, Kol HaTorah Kula, except for one Diktuk, like one Prat and a Mitzvah, I'm sorry, we can't accept.
Because you can't accept him as a ger or as a ger toishav.
As a ger. Now, what's interesting though is about going back to page 11. So we have two Rambams which seem to say there's a requirement of Kabbalah's kolamitzvahs. Can we go back to page number 11? And the Rambam says like this. The Rambam in the Halacha Yadavit says that the proper process when a person comes to Ger is we have to check out what's his motivation. It's bracketed off in Halacha Yadavit. Shemitzah Nechayna Kesheva Ger Ger Is Tiskar Bet Kenachar Av Shem Gubba Kal Maman Shehitol. Why is he doing this? For money? Mishil Sroar Shehitol, he'll get a position. Nei Pachar, he's scared. Boli Kana Sadas. Mimishu Bet Kenachar Av Shem Ein Nov Nosen Beisha Yehudis. He wants to marry a Jewish woman. She wants to marry a Jewish man. If we do not find any negative motivation, improper motivation, explain how difficult it is, this being the purpose, to convince him not to do it. Im kiblu v'lo pirshu. If he committed still, they really want, because they really love the Torah, the Kabbalah, so we accept them. Fine. So that's Halacha Yudal.
So if he has the wrong motivation, we try to convince him not to do it, not outright reject him?
No. That's the next step. First step is we try why he wants to do it. Then we're not Makabal if he wants to do it. Wrong reason, we're not Makabal. If there's no reason, then we give him, we say how hard it is, try to convince him not to do it.
Okay,
now, comes Halacha Yud Zayin.
It's interesting that the motivation didn't come up when Nida was discussed. She clearly went to Mikva without any motivation to become a Jew, just purely for a reason of Nida, and we were discussing that there were no three people.
No, the case of there was she did a Geirus process, but she didn't go to the mikra in front of the Bezdin. So Mor says, what's the problem? She did go to the mikra for Nida. Okay. So Halacha Yud Zayin says like this. Ger shaloi bot karachav. They didn't ask these questions. What's your motivation? Oy shaloi hudiyu ha-mitzvahs va'inshan. We didn't tell him about the mitzvahs. We didn't tell him about the punishments. Umol v'tavol. And he did a mila. And he did a tvila. If they gave him all hadyaitis in front of three people, three Bezdin of three hadyaitis, raise a ger. Furthermore, if you will know that should be shield over whom Miskayer, we found out that he did have a bad even worse than we didn't check. We found out, yeah, he did it to marry a woman. But he's not a Jew anymore. Right, so and we take it. We're questioning, which we take. We're not convinced for sure that he's a Jew, but we have to be concerned. We have to take that as a possibility, and so we see how he acts. Okay, so the Rambam says it's possible to come again without telling the person one mitzvah. If you look at the Bach at page 13, the Bach understands the Rambam. It's underlined on the page 13.
If somebody comes out of the mikveh, though, like in this case, and you say that's when the person's Jewish after them.
This bezin of 300 like this, they weren't knowledgeable. The guy said, I want to come again. It's no problem here. One of them was a Zamoyo, we did a Mila, we did a Tvila, boom, you're a Jew. Here's your certificate, says that you're a Jew. No, they didn't ask any questions, they didn't know any mitzvahs. We asked no questions, we tell you no lies, you know.
So he wasn't a problem. Mitzvah,
sir. So, Lachari wasn't with Kabbalah mitzvahs, right?
Okay, so he's missing the step. Okay.
He's missing a very important step, right? So the Bach learns in the Rambam, Al Bisha Kosav Rambam, the Kosher, Al Bisha Loi Hoyasid Lashom Kabbalah's mitzvahs, called Ikru. The Rambam learns, and he says it's a Rambam Perga Gimel Lachy Zayin. The Rambam we just saw, even though there was no Kabbalah's mitzvahs at all, it's good. But you should know, me or Tosis Rosh Kolkan al Zed. Tosis and Rosh disagree. The Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Vari Makabis. That's why Paschal. They Messiah certainly Isha at Shikabalov mitzvahs. We need that there should be Kabbalah's mitzvahs. We can't let him act as a Jew until we have a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So, but the Bach learns in the Rambam is saying you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Okay? The problem is the Bach seems to ignore it. We had a Rambam before in Perek Bey's Loch Yud Zayin. It says you have to Makabal call the mitzvahs. We have a Rambam Perek Dalet, Halacha Ches, he has to Makabal all the mitzvahs. Right? Let's go back to page 10. Right? And the Rambam, I think, gives us a window of understanding. How do we understand what's on the first Gemara? The first Gemara in Greece does not mention Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Right? So what's going on? Let's start from the beginning of the parrot. B'sosh of the worm, this is Yisrael the Bris. There are three things that Klai Yisrael used to go into the Bris. Mila, b'mila, tvila, b'korban. Okay, there's mila, tvila, and a korban. Halacha Beis and Gimel explain where they were. V'chei l'doros, halacha dalet. K'shayir tzo'akam l'ikones l'Bris, he wants to join the Bris. And to come and dwell under the wings of the Shechina. V'yikabal alav ol tera. He's makabal the ol tera. Tzarach mila u'tzvila v'tzoros karban. So I think the Rambam is saying very clearly the following. That what we say you want to be, we're talking about a bris. What is a bris? A bris is a covenant. All right, so we have a bris mila, for example. Right? Bris ben ebesorah. And the bris mitzvah was a commitment to Yitin Klai, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to do the mitzvahs. Bris mitzvah is a commitment to do the mitzvahs. And Bresham on his side will take Klai as his nation. The meal isn't the bris. The meal is the ois bris. That's the process which is used to generate the bris. But the bris itself is what? Tariyah mitzvahs. Klai comes to our Sinai, and they say, Nasim initial. They're makabal the Torah. That's very nice, but to become a Jew from your status, you weren't fully Jews yet. The process of that the Kabbalah Satara should work to make you a Jew requires Mila, Tfila, and Korban. A non-Jew later on wants to become part of this Bris, I mean, Makabal the Torah, he needs Mila, Tfila, and Korban. So you can't list Kabbalah's mitzvahs together with the other ones. It's not the same as the other ones. It's not part of the process. Kabbalah's Satara, Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not the process. That's the end result. That's the goal. Your goal is to be makabel Torah and mitzvahs. How do you do it? By doing mila, tefillah, and korban. That's how you do the process of Kabbalah's Hatorah. The same way Klai Yisrael became Jewish, and they have now a status that they have a chiyuv of Torah mitzvahs that happened through the process of mila, tefillah, and korban. So the more of it is explaining how they were nichnas into the Bris. What is the bris is a different question. The bris wasn't mila, tefillah, and korban. The bris was kabbalah hatorah. The process was mila, tefillah, and korban. That's what the Rambam is saying. And I think it's very clear in the Rambam is saying that. So then the question is, when you get to Lach Yud Zayin, it becomes that much more challenging. So the Rambam before in Perek Yud Beis says, you have to makabel kol mitzvahs. The Rambam says in Perek Dal Halacha Ches, I'm not doing one thing. I'm sorry, that's not the deal. We're making a treaty. Here are the I accept everything except for one. So you didn't accept the treaty. The treaty has 17 clauses. I accept 16. So you didn't accept the treaty as written. You didn't accept. You're not part of this treaty. Now, the symbolic act is we shake our hands. But what you commit to is the piece of paper. The meal, the tefillah, and korban are the handshake. The commitment is the piece of paper. So I tell everything except for the last thing. I'm sorry, you can't do that. So what's up? The Rambam and Perek Gimel Halach Yud Zayin is very difficult to understand. What do you mean you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs?
So take a look. The issue of motivation doesn't come in at this point, does it?
No, even leaving out motivation is an issue, right? Even leaving that. Now we'll see that the Shulchan Aruch does the same thing. And page 13a, as opposed to 13b, right? So the Shulchan Aruch says, so halacha gimel, sif gimel, kol inyan ha'ger bein lahodia lemitzvos lekavon bein mila bein tefila hadas mitzvos mila tefila tzarach shiyu begimel haksherim lodim, has to be three people which are kosher as the yonim ubiyoyim mila daf lechachil abriyavim loymal oitzavol elam ifnei beis Akrovim Ubalila, it works. Chutz mikabalas and mitzvahs, underlines. Shema kevis imena b'yoyim u'mishleshim. So here we have the Shulchan Aruch following the Rosh, that the only thing which is really required bazin is kabbalas and mitzvahs. Meal and tefillah you can get away with doing a bit lila without having three people, right? Then he brings the riff in the Rambam and say even the, you need the bazin for meal and tefillah also. Okay. The Shach points out in Sivkot and Tess. Well, kabbalas and mitzvahs im lakim if they give all the tefillah b'diavad and akiv. You must have three people for kabbalas and mitzvahs. So Rosh is very clear, you need three people for kabbalas and mitzvahs. Then the Rosh says, at page 13b, he quotes the Rambam in Halacha Yudayin. He says, "Im loy bot ku acharo, v'shalai hodiyu, skar mitzvahs v'anshin, umal v'tol, v'fnei gimel yedas reiz agir." See, he quotes the Rambam. That you didn't tell me one, you didn't tell me anything, it works. You just told me, it's ma'akev, kabbalas mitzvahs for three people. Then you tell me, if you didn't tell me anything, it works. So you have the same problem in you have in the Rambam, you have in the Shulchan Aruch. So what's the pshat?
It changes the scar mitzvahs. It's a much watered down language. You
can
say you told
mitzvahs,
they just didn't go through the
detail
of these
scar,
right?
It's
that whole process.
Okay.
Of,
okay, that's a possibility. Okay, take a look at page 14. So Rechem the Shlomo deals with this question. Alkei Nir, it's an Oyschav base in the bottom of the right column on page 14. Alkei Nir, Linnaeus Daiti, the Kabbalah Mitzvahs, Hodos Mitzvahs, Shneit, and Yonim Hei. So there's two different things over here. There's Hodos Mitzvahs and there's Kabbalah Mitzvahs. Kabbalah Mitzvahs, He Bistam, Shekimo Lov, Likonis Medas Yehudis. I'm committing to function like a Jew. There's Avi Memela Kabbalah Mitzvahs. That's your, I mean, there's no way you're going to tell this proposed convert every single detail. I don't know every single detail, right? You don't know every single detail. So what do you want from the poor guy? So listen, you only get once you commit to all of the 613 mitzvahs with all the details. The guy says, forget it. You know, give me like 375 years, and we'll come back and talk. Okay. You know, how do you suppose? What do you want from me? I'm committing to do everything. Chaisus and Nasa initially, they didn't know everything. They said, we're committing to whatever you tell me. Okay. Vaidosa mitzvah hulo dielo inyana mitzvah k'nisa b'gemora achal techeilev chen tzcharen v'onshon k'nisa shom zena ma'akev. But on the kabbalas and mitzvahs b'stam ma'akev there's no ikra geiris shirichlus ladas yehudis yadus I agree to commit to function like a Jew. But that was the shaper divya shulchan aruch. Now the shulchan aruch now makes sense. Shemitil kos of the kabbalas and mitzvahs sark gimol ikufa. Ubasifus Simon had to Rambam and now. Gam Hosef Shom Tevis Schorin Shom Mitzvahs. Like, alright, all the Kabbalas and Mitzvahs Vadi the Ma'akim, rather than Niklau, Tevilas Geirus, the Kimisha Tobal Atzim, Leos Geir, when he connors with Asiudis, may allow me Kabbalas Mitzvahs, Kakanir Bene Poshit. Okay? Then he says about the Bastards. Not like that, but he says, the Maisa, but, there's a steer in the rock, the Shulchan Aruch. Well, the Fimash Ekstav, the Yossi Shab. So it's interesting when Soloveitchik quotes his father, Ramosha Soloveitchik, saying the same tarots as the Chem the Shlomo. And Ramosha, in Igros Moshe, brings the same tarots from his father, right? As the Chem, they all said the same mahalach to answer, I guess, Lutvish, all Lutvish reminds think alike. Right? There's a difference between Hadoras mitzvahs and Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Kabbalah's mitzvahs, of course you have to have a Kabbalah mitzvahs. What does it mean being a Jew? I'm not a Jew. I'm not a Kabbalah mitzvah. That's not Yiddish. That's not Torah. Do I have to say every single detail? No. We'll tell you some of the things. Everything you'll fill in the blanks later on. So the Rambam will tell you something else. The person says, you know what? I'm committed to all the mitzvahs. We didn't tell any details. Okay. So we'll find out tomorrow.
Sounds like Nasev and Ishmael.
Like Nasev and Ishmael, right? So it's a very nice approach. It's a very nice approach. Okay. Do we have a source for it in the Rishonim? So there's a Gemara. Somebody has
very
to go.
Nice please.
What we just said. So somebody, please, you know, if you have to leave, please don't hesitate. So there's a Gemara which we skipped.
Very nice.
There's a Gemara which we skipped. On page number 8, which deals with the issue of people being Megayer for other motivations. This is the Gemara about the initial motivations. So the Mishnah says like this. The person, there's a rumor going around that this, there's people tining that he's been involved with a shifra, and she became freed, so she's available to be married. He should not marry her. If he did marry her, we can't make them get divorced. Rashi says, what's the problem? This was just played to the hands of all of the rumors. You see, he married her. But they probably were involved beforehand. Okay. So words like this. Hagiyaris miyahavya means even though she's involved with this man and she becomes a giyaris, we accept that. Let's say, that's pretty fishy. Maybe the reason why she's becoming a giyaris is to marry this man. Ramini echad ish and isgar l'shum isha, v'echad isha and isgar l'shum ish, v'chei mish and isgar l'shum shulchan malachim, l'shum avdei shlomo. And a ger they were in the chevi. Ruchima says they're not a ger at all. If the reason why they did it is because of motivation for a man, woman, that he'd get a position on the shulchan, the shulchan malachim, etc. It's not a ger. So hayor v'chemi oimer echad geri arise. People were megar because they were scared of retribution. The lions, they had a dream to tell them they should be Megayer. Rechad Geri Mordechai Vechter. The Pesukim says, "Rabbi Amir Rots Misiadim," because they're scared of Mordechai. Keep Nova Pachla Yehudim Aleim. Since Rechem said that they're not Geri, and Geri Rashi is Geri Bezmanazeh. So Chaldai Tuch Aleim Keep Bezmanazeh. Truly, nowadays there's no Pachad and there's no benefits. There's no Glicken. And you're doing it because you really want, that's the only way you're a ger. So, our mission says the gerus works. But why should we trust it? My answer is, we don't pass it like this, right? So we pass it, they are ger. So what's the problem? More says, no, it's it's not good to play into rumors. So more says b'di'evit it works. So why does it work b'di'evit? The woman's being megayer for the man. So it comes along the Ritva back to page 15. This is actually a quote from the Ramban, and the Rashba also says it. Says I will hold the hawk of Kiman and Iskairu with Kibla Lam Kazaku the Agam Unsayu Gama with Kibla. We have to assume that they realize the only way they can be with this woman, right? This woman can't be with this man. She's gonna live and not keep the mitzvahs in the neighborhood. They're gonna throw her out. So her motivation is the wrong motivation, but at the end of the day, she committed to do the mitzvahs. I will give the machmas hoinus who garis who are leaving their bottom. Even though the reason that the motivation was improper, but the commitment was real. Right, she realizes there's no way this is going to work unless she really commits. So she's in. So the Ritva says, but you can't say, listen, she did it for the right reason, like the Rambam says, and she wasn't accountable to anything, it's okay. That's not true, the Ritva says. The Ramban and the Rashba all said the same pshat. The Mechuyasa brings it also. The pshat the Mori is the Agav Unsayu Gom Rebbe Kippu. Because of the need for this to happen, which they recognize can't happen unless they do a full commitment, they really did commit.
I mean, that's assuming that they're honest, that they're...
Well, we see. They live in a Jewish society where, you know, we're talking about Gizmah Chazal, right? The woman starts, not keeping nidus, she's out of society. Right. So she has no choice. So therefore, it's a real commitment. Okay, so that's what page 17 you have where Moshe says that. And he says like this. This is already from 1929. Okay. Even though the person said explicitly, I'm a Makabla Mitzvah, but we know it's not true. It's not true. Who cares? It doesn't work. Irish Mishila Isha's Kibalava Mitzvah's Bahamas. The case of the mice, he's committed. It's for the wrong reason, but the mice, he committed. Because my father gave that, that's how my father passed it. Maklal and Yudea Tamar Abonim Hatoyim Bezah, I don't understand people, why should, people can't make any mistake in this. So what do we accomplish? Even if they're right, who wants such gerim?
Which was Moshe's case again? I'm not following.
The case was the person who was didn't commit to the mitzvahs. Was his gerim valid? He said he did, but he didn't really do it. Mm-hmm. So Moshe says, if we know that he's just saying it, it doesn't mean it, so it doesn't work. Then a pasha chains a ger club. So it's out. He's not a ger at all. So a person says, he goes to the bed, says, yes, I commit to all of the mitzvahs, goes to the mikvah, like put the holiest water in the world on him, he goes to the Rizal's mikvah for all I care, I don't care, he's not a ger. There's no true kabbalah. How he said it, I don't care what he said, but he wasn't really mikvah.
What if he did commit and then fell off a derech?
If he did commit and goes to the derech, then he's a Jew.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so that's the merchant, this is posh. He doesn't understand. Doesn't understand any argument otherwise, and so in the next pages later on, so the Devar of Rum, page 19, points out that you can't even apply the idea of oinus anymore of the Ritvah and the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rashba and the Gitz. Once upon a time, this guy told that they did it for marriage purposes, but they knew they had to really commit; otherwise, it wouldn't work. Nowadays, who cares? Go to the bath and say you mean it. And tomorrow, keep eating treif. Nobody's going to do anything to you. So there's no oinus anymore. There's no pressure anymore. So nowadays, the gerus, which is just for marriage purposes, which we don't see that there's any real commitment, is nothing. So that the ritvah's idea no longer would be applicable in our society, because there's nothing pressuring you to stay in. Okay, I want to point out two things. Just to do this outside. So Shlomo Zalman says the Chari have a lifnei iver problem. You make this person a ger, and not doing the mitzvah, so that's very nice. Before, when he ate, he was a nice non-Jew, doing, not getting any favors, not getting any Gehenna, and you did him a great favor, and now he's Chayiv Misa, and he's Chayiv Tfila, and he's Chayiv Koris, and you're over lifnei iver. So Shlomo Zalman says, I don't get it. So to that, there's a Chuvah's Beis Yitzchak, so he says, where's lifnei iver, Mamonashah? And it sounded that the Geirus was the Rebbe's problem, so it wasn't the Geirus. He was no lifting ever. Right? He's not a Jew. Elamai, you say he really committed, so when he really committed, it was beneficial for him. He backslides afterwards, that's not our problem. We didn't do any lifting ever. We tried to help him. He really committed at Peshas Maisa. So where's lifting ever? That's an interesting question. He says lifting ever is to other Jews who think that he's Jewish. And really, he's not. That's the lifting ever. But to him himself, what are you doing bad to him? That's one interesting point. Second interesting point, there's one point on the Tosis. There's a Tosis on page 7. No. There is a Tosis on page. I put the Tosis in. Oh, I did. Page and page 6. So Tosfos over here on page 6 raises the following. So he says, there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma, in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that the definition of Mishpat, that it says, of Bezin means people have smicha, which means that smicha back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So how do we judge nowadays? How do we get Bezin function nowadays? We're not smuchim. So Tosfos says, there's a concept called Shluchasai of Dinan. We're the Shluchim of the old Bezin. I mean, the last Bezin, which was smuchim, and appointed all the coming generations to be their shliach, the judge. Assuming I know what I'm doing, they want me to do it. Moore says, why they do that? Because otherwise, the commerce is going to fall apart. I'm never getting to be no loans, because I never go to court to force anything. So Tyson says, so what about by Geiris? You have the same problem. If it's Mishra Ksive, you need 3 smokim. So how can you have a Kabbalah Geir? You don't only smoke them nowadays. In terms of anan, hechem mekavlin and gerim, hobin and mumkin. In the same way Chazal were worried we're going to shut the door in front of the people who want to borrow money, if we would require not say shlichus, we'd have no way to do gerim. We shut the door in front of all the gerim. I understand, that's what I was just saying. Well, look, why not? Look, you need Mumchen.
No, it's also saying you don't need Mumchen, but you haven't actually Chosayah, but the Gemara in Yvam said you don't need Mumchen.
The
Gemara says Shmam not to ask.
No, good, which means Shulchasayah means that we accept non Mumchen. So in Bava, where there weren't Smukhen, they were able to do it even without.
Because they function as Mumchen, because that means you have the authority of Mumchen, even though you're not really Mumchen, but you're functioning as if you're a Mumchen.
No, the worst question was that theoretically those three people were Mumchen. They were not, so they had to be.
Yes, it was not the globe, but it was stunned. They weren't. It happened to show and really, you don't need Mumchen. You
right, the reason why is because of this Takana.
Uh-huh.
We're not for the Sora and Lina Sells, we think Ligarim. We say, okay, it's a little bit of Ligarim. Right? So this.
What would be the problem with Nila Stelz Bifne Gerim?
So this Toysis is one of the banner Toysis. Like, you know, we have this whole society out there which says, you know, listen, we got to be very Makel and follow the Shita, which is Makel and Geris. You don't need Kabbalah Smitzes, like the Bach. The Rosh Hashanah Kluger on page 16 says, you don't need Kabbalah Smitzes, not Makel. We have to follow, because Toysis says, to the Elf and then Gerim. So, and they quoted Rav Avadya, said you're supposed to try and be lenient in this issue. So I don't know. I can tell you. If you look at page 22, so Rav Avadya, this is from I think Cheliches, Ibir Mecheliches. Because he habises b'shilah to mishvah liuziel. This is from the Rabbi Rashi. We should go with the Linnean opinion. His case over there was to be terrible with the mezim not being there, etc. We be some on the sheet of that you don't the bidyab, you don't need a bezim for geiris. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that you need a bezim. The Rambam sheet is unique bezim for tefillah also. So he says you don't. So the case of a woman with the bezim not being present, we should be passing like the make of the geshita. Ketosha says. Because right? So he says he applies this thesis to this that scenario. Just to remind you, the Venus and a right cloud. The Hosam Kshitiladelas with Mitam Mumchim and Gerim Machal was one of that. You've totally removed the institution of Geiris till Mashiach comes. So for 1600 years, you can't have a ger. From the time Smicha was bought to Eretz Yisrael in the year 375, whatever it was, till Mashiach comes, you can't have a ger. That's what Tosfos is saying. So the last Bezin said, listen, we can't have that situation. We're going to allow, through the process of Shlichus, the potential gerim, which deserve to become gerim in the future. But that's if you don't do that, you remove the whole institution of Geirus, period. But you should be Mako, like the Sheet, which says Mako. Mako, where do you see that in the Tosis? That's what Rav Avadya says written. They quote Rav Avadya says at one time by Akinos that he says we have to try and be more lenient. I don't know. I mean, you know, the Tosis, you know, I don't know. I can't tell you I wasn't there. I can't tell you I trust the person because Rav Avadya wrote not like that in his Shuva. He also wrote in his Shuva that a case where, let's just go back to page 21, we see the end result. We see he wasn't really committed. It was all for his to accomplish his purpose. Lisa Loyas Abbas Yisrael, Shechoshik Malav. He wanted to marry this woman. Once you realize what happened, later on we realize that the whole thing was just a farce. He's not a ger. So we see from what the result at the end, that the person wasn't really committed, we have to realize retroactively that never was a ger. And that's where he stands on that. He does discuss in a different tshuva, can we accept mixus mitzvahs? So he brings it, that's really a machlokes, whether you can accept mixus mitzvahs or not. Rasha says no, and Ravadia does bring a possibility that we could argue that there's a yes. He brings from the Malam of the Hoyle that the Malam of the Hoyle suggests that the Gemara over there is only if you say explicitly, I refuse the mitzvah. But although he didn't say that, you know, he said, I'm coming out all the mitzvahs, even though we know he's not going to keep all of them. That's okay. So that comes to the sticky point. So where do you draw that line? All right, so he says Kiddush Friday night, but he's Mechal Shabbos, is that okay? Where do you draw the line? You know? So that's, Ramosha says, forget it, and it's not acceptable. And Ravadia says there's an argument to say that would work. And you bring in some place and say that works. He says, but even Ramosha says, not like that. He brings up Herzog, says that would work. Maybe Shua Sigur Moshe, because of that doesn't work. Even with the evidence, doesn't work. So that's out. That the jury is out. A person's Makabal, he's Makabal, he says he's Makabal all the mitzvahs. We know he's going to do many of them, maybe most of them, but some he's not going to do. What's his status? Right? So you say, listen, you know, I'm not keeping all the mitzvahs either. Right? We're not, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not perfect. So do we want the Ger to be better than us? Is that the pshat? Or do we say that means he'll be functioning like the average Jew in society, even though we're all going to be Nitzel and Yetzer at some point in time? So where do you draw the line? That becomes very nebulous. So that is an interesting point at the end, this last point. Again, but it's an argument. Rambam says, not like that. You have to commit to everything. If you're Nitzel, you're Nitzel. You have to have a true commitment at the time of the games. So, I mean, obviously, you have to understand that any Bezdin which is going to now be Makel is setting the person up for a major problem. So he has a Geirus, which, you know, the more Macher people are not going to accept. So what, did you do the guy, you know, did we do him a favor by putting the situation where, so you go to try and marry into certain groups of people and say, sorry, Geirus, not a Geirus.
What?
You come to America, and the general of the Psak is like Rav Moshe. So, you know, so the guy says, you know, just stay in Eretz Yisrael, make sure you hang out with people who accept Rabbanut Heksher, and then you'll be okay. You know, but what if your kid wants to go to yeshiva and comes, you know, we don't accept you. I mean, you're playing a game with the person's future, which is not a nice game to play. You know, but you tell them, listen, this is the most logical thing that Rosh says is to give the highest standard, and then everybody will accept it. But why give a lower standard? So their answer is, because the Torah says, shall tell them if they gave it. So that's the sugya. Okay.
All right. Thank you.